You are listening to Words from the Brothers, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or on any other podcasting apps.
The passage today is 1 John 3:16 to 18. By this we know love, that he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers. But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him? Little children, let us not love in word or talk, but in deed and in truth. We're continuing our focus this week on relationships. Today's meditation is focused on love of the brethren. I find it somewhat ironic when thinking about loving brothers and sisters in Christ. It's both the easiest and the hardest thing. Easy because we've committed our lives to one another, and Christ is the center of that love. But yet it is hard because we can so easily irritate one another and build mountains out of molehills. So what does the scripture say here? We take the example of Christ. It is interesting to me that 1 John 3:16 just happens to echo John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, the Father's love for us in Christ. So if we believe in Jesus, we have an obligation to love our brothers, not just in words, but in deeds, meeting needs, and in truth, speaking true words of love. I'd recommend you reflect on loving in both deeds and in truth. We're supposed to speak the truth in love, but as a good friend of mine said to me, when a brother comes to me saying he needs to speak the truth in love to me, I often get a lot of truth, but not much love. This passage is a call to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters in action and not just intention.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, please visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes or other podcasting apps.